Vincent gets him out now, and here he comes. Denon Kingley gets up the rail. Golden 60. They roar for their hometown hero. He's a length clear over Salios, running on Mother Earth. It's Golden 60. The locals can't beat him. The internationals can't beat him. This is his house. Fortress Golden 60.
Moves up and takes the lead, but Mr. Brightside's challenging. Mr. Brightside up to Alligator Blood. Cascadian late. Mr. Brightside in front. And Mr. Brightside has won the mile from Cascadian. The Inevitable has a really good buffer. 200 to go. She's 5 lengths in front. Mr. Brightside's chipping away. Pride of Jenny trying to find the reserves at the 100. She's 3 in front of Mr. Brightside. It's all too late. Pride of Jenny has run them into the night. Zaki joined by Animo, who looks destiny in the face at the 150. Animo takes the lead from Zaki. Alligator Blood, I'm Thunderstruck. But it's Animo clear. I'm Thunderstruck late. Dream at the 100 is getting desperate. Now Wicks is storming home. Wicks over the top. Oh, she's too good. They can't beat her. In time I so untold, I'm just another soul for sale. Oh, well.
The beach is out of prayers. We are not... G'day, listeners, and welcome back to the Racing Previews podcast. That intro never gets old, does it? We are, of course, previewing Kingsford Smith Cup Day up there at Eagle Farm. It looks a very wet day forecast on Saturday, which makes me a little bit nervous. And we've also got 9 of the best at Caulfield. My name is Ben Caluzzi. If you're joining us for the first time, I'm your host, and I'm joined, as always, by Nick McGualter and Will the Bot Alford, two Essendon supporters who are still in the hunt against the Lions. How are we doing,
Not
fellas?
Really. I wouldn't say that, but... It's only 2 goals, so that's not the end
two
of the
goals.
World.
2 goals, it's not too bad.
It's just a matter of time.
We're not going to win.
Just a matter of time before the damn wall breaks, Ben.
Pessimist.
Yes, it's no, I'm not pessimistic. I'm just a realist. It's good that they're having a crack. It's good that they're having a crack. Especially with all their injuries, like fair dinkum. I'm over 6 foot. I nearly got the call up this week.
Spores level. Come on, boys. Get a little really? Bit excited.
Jeez, okay.
They build you up to rip you down, these Essendon football team.
Wow. How'd we go
two
last
goals
week?
In a minute.
This would be so Essendon to beat Brisbane with no players.
Yeah.
Last week, any results? Any winners? Any losers?
Fucking oath. Miss Olay, moral, pissed in. Bot. Oh, Bot's horse still running. He'll learn not to take me on puns soon enough.
Well, they
lucky
they
we didn't have another dinner on it.
They turned up to the track with the horse lame.
Oh, here we go.
With bandages.
Whatever excuse.
Like, I'm not saying excuse. It just pissed me off. Like, they turn up to the horse with, like, obviously with issues, and it's like $4.80 out to $12 the exchange. And
don't be bitter, just be better. But
what about the horse that was $2 out to $7, and the jockey jumped off in the jumps race?
See that? Fair dinkum.
The last hurdle.
You can see it clear as day too. He kicks his right foot out of the stirrup.
Yeah, he like jumps out of the stirrups.
Yeah, now it acts like he's fallen out. Give me a spell.
That was incredible viewing.
Oh, fair dinkum, I'm telling you.
Well, my weekend wasn't so good, boys. Thanks for asking.
Oh, we're getting there.
I'm joking. Oh, no, I just had a couple misses on the weekend, and I obviously declared Dubai honour. And he
that
wasn't
your fault. That was Zach's
wasn't
fault.
Wasn't a very good ride, but when he's been beaten that far, I don't think there's too much you can take away from Voyage Bubble, who became the first horse in 31 years to do
Dirty
the Hong Kong trip.
Fucking ensued.
Yeah,
and this makes last start even hurt even more. Like Voyage Bubble for a stack, pre-warnable, sick beat, Red Lion, absolute number. Voyage Bubble just comes out this start, has the race handed to him on a silver platter. J-Mac just would have been giggling. He would have nearly fallen off. He was laughing that hard.
And Red Lion runs this weekend on Saturday with 61 kilos in a handicap. So it's going to be interesting. There's probably going to be a chance to take him on and a chance to be with him at that sort of in-between price. Probably goes up something like $3.
Nah, fuck him.
I was out with Botter on Saturday night. He was doing his best work. We were watching some international races on the phone. So
Stormway went awful.
Yeah,
didn't he?
So he's just the best sold horse ever. An absolute overhyped cat.
What's the grey thing though in the tournament, Coles?
How about gold. No? While we're talking about Stormboy, what about Aidan O'Brien's the tripe that he's feeding everyone?
Oh,
that we've barely had any time to work him. We haven't really gotten into him yet. It was a good performance, and he'll be better for it. He was a fucking even money favourite, and he was beaten six lengths.
You can't be saying that about a $2.30 favourite.
You cannot be saying that.
Anyone with half a brain doesn't listen to anything they say.
It's just trot.
No, yeah, absolute trot. You shouldn't. It just shows. Listen to them.
It just shows again. UK racing is great for lots of reasons, and some of their horses, like their best horses, are probably better than ours. Whatever. The fact that we have public trials, public jump outs, and they don't is just a massive tick to Australian racing and a massive cross against European racing. They don't even like. None of them would have even known that Stormboy. No, wasn't ready or whatever, because you don't get to see him at the trials.
It's just ridiculous, chat. How you can be presenting a horse of that ilk with everything on the line, not to be there to win, is just baffling sort of behavior.
Imagine trying to price up a race over there with full of debutants, 2-year-old debutants.
They do. They just like the Aidan O'Brien, Ryan Moore thing just gets backed and usually wins.
Yeah, it's just breeding and who they're trained by and who's riding, I reckon.
Yeah, but how do you actually price? I don't know. Whatever. I mean, like someone probably puts $20 on it, and because you can't even get on over there.
Yeah, Nico, are you saving your last in the gun for once we get to Sunday?
No, we'll address it off the top.
All right, go on.
Oh, God.
I don't know who's been making the decisions here. It wouldn't have been my man Kanga, surely, because he's not this silly. But whoever thought it was a good idea to put the Sandown Cup on the feature jumps day, along with three of the best, what would have been jumps races we've seen all year and would see all year, is quite baffling behaviour. You've got five horses in the Sandown Cup that are very progressive jumpers this season and beyond, and they've all gone to the Sandown Cup, which is a jumper's flat worth $75,000 more for good reason, because they don't have to take on the big guns and faces smoke in the jumps races. We've been deprived of just A-grade jumps racing on Sunday, and I'm quite annoyed about it, to be honest. So I don't know who's made
that. It was like that last year.
No, Sandown Cup wasn't on that feature last year.
Changed recently.
It's the Australian Hurdle was last year.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Sandown Cup is now on the jumps day.
Yeah, it was the same last year.
Was it?
I remember working it, yeah. Ahmad won it, and then Port Guillaume won the Australian Hurdle on the same day.
Well, it wasn't. The situation didn't
maybe
rear its head.
Maybe it's been the last 2 years then.
Well, anyway, but regardless, it hasn't reared its head like it has this weekend in the past. So, don't know who's made that decision, but it's a fucking dreadful one.
It doesn't make much sense, does it?
No, but it's fucking just diabolical is what it is.
When did the Sandown Cup used to be? Didn't it used to be in the back end of the year? Was it on Zipping Classic Day?
It used to be on Zipping Classic Day, yeah.
Yeah, right. So you had the 2400 and you had the 3200.
I don't know.
You get the same pool of horses there, so it doesn't make any
sense.
Well,
what's the point of it having now? Yeah, but it's even... What's doing?
I still think the pool of horses is a little bit different, because the Zipping Classic is a classier race than the Sandown Cup a lot of the time, but...
Yeah, of course, but...
it's just not the place for it.
No, we've been absolutely robbed. Like, I actually agree with Nico on this one. We've been robbed of seeing Loft, who is
Loft
the
would have had Loft would have had 5 and 6 kilos less than Affluential and the Cunning Fox, and you would have had equal favourites of three, and you would have got to make a decision on who you wanted to be with: the new kid on the block, or the two about to be, if not 1-2 seeds in the hurdle ranks. Like, this
but
would
you
have
can't begrudge Shane Jackson for choosing.
No, it's not his fault.
No, but he shouldn't even.
He's running for more prize money in a 3,200 meter flat race.
Yeah,
and he's mind you, I don't think he's got any hope in the Sandown Cup. Like, he's got 60 kilos,
just the weight.
Yeah, 60 kilos. He's a small horse. Doesn't make up, and the big straight at Sandown's not really going to be to his liking. that proved evident last start at Flemington when he loomed as the winner at the top of the straight. And
he just ran out of gas.
Yeah, well, he's got a mind of his own. Shane Jackson's been pretty vocal in that you've got a kid to this horse and give him a 200-meter sprint because he plays games and has you on. So, I'll happily oppose him in the Sandown Cup on Sunday with 60 kilos as a small horse in that field. But, to me, it's pretty dreadful. Like, even the 120 hurdle, which Loft could have gone to, we've been deprived of having Stockman through Irish Eyes, True Marvel, and who's the other horse I'm forgetting? Another horse. Well, Loft could have gone to that race, but...
In the Cup?
Yeah.
Allegron?
True Marvel, Cad, Farag.
Yeah, Farag could have gone there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, we've been deprived. Like that 120, all the Australian hurdle, depending on where they wanted to go, those horses. We've been deprived of some good racing. Don't get me wrong, we've still got good racing, but... it could have been better. But anyway, it's made my job a little bit easier for the form, but I would much rather it be harder and have better racing to enjoy as a purist.
Touché. All right, that's a long intro, but let's get into the racing now. We are starting at Caulfield. It's where we always start, Metro Melbourne. And the rail is out 8 metres. We've got fine weather on Saturday, a top of 16 degrees. Gee, it has been chilly, especially overnight the last couple of weeks, but... hopefully the weather is clear and we don't get any rain. But we're starting in race one. Let's fly through these early races as best as we can. It's a two-year-old 1,200-meter race. Millennium Blade, 440. Warrior Smile, 460. Also 460 is Gaultier. Salty Pearl, $8. The Real Man, $8.50. And Imzada is $9.50. Who do you like?
I think the race form is awful and I'm going to back the two lightly race one. Imzada, who had one start in the... was it the prelude or it was behind that good Rosemont filly. Where is it? It was the Merson Cooper behind Palm Angel, Wiltshire Square, Point Barrow, that lot. Expected rating there. And I think it can get keen, which is the thing with it, but it's had three jump outs and looked quite good in those. And the other one I'll back is the Real Man, who's a half brother to Skybird, who's jumped out really nicely too. So I want to be against the race form. I want to be against the race form. I think it's no good, and I want to back a couple against that, especially Amzada. I'm quite keen on that.
All right, let's move on to race two, 1,200 meter, benchmark 78. This is for the girls. Splashback, $3.90. Illative, $6. We have got Sparkling, $7. Excess, $7.50. Star Sirius, $10. Material Dreams, $11. Empress of Wonder, $12. And BL Bay, $15. Bot, sticking with you.
Yeah, I want to be on a couple of horses here. I think the favorite's Too Short. Really nice horse, but it races over 1,200 meters for the first time in its career. It's got a big turn of foot, and that's, that'll be positive for it, but I think it needs to go to a peak to win this, and that's not always a positive sign when you're favorite, especially with an apprentice in the saddle first up off 200 days. Want to be against it. I think that the horses that I want to be with is, first of all, Material Dreams, who was really good on the wrong side of the track at Flemington. It'll get back, but you'd hope that Luke Cartwright be able to get it at least midfield from barrier five. Other one I want to be on is Sparkling, who I think will roll forward from barrier 11. They went back last time, ran the fastest splits of the meeting. I'm not, don't quote me on that, but it ran massive splits, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were the fastest splits of the meeting. They'll roll forward, and its peak figure goes mighty close in this. It's $8. And the other one I want to be with is Happy Link, who was disappointing last starts, had 35 days between runs, but that was on that gross Moonee Valley track, and I think if it runs, this horse beat Treasure of the Moment last prep, so it's at its best.
Forgive last start.
Yeah, easily forgivable, and it's $15, so it'll be on my side.
Brilliant. So what was it, 4-11, and or was it just 4-11?
No, it was a Material Dreams number
3-4-11. Yeah, 3-4-11. All right, sweet. Move on to race three, 1,200-meter, three-year-old event, Big Swinger. Might be named after Nico. $2.50 from Snack Bar, $7.50. No Fooling, $8. Brave won 850 just for show 950, and Let's Face the Music is $11. Two dual acceptors here, I believe, Snack Bar and Brave One, are in at Rose Hill. I would expect that at least one of them might run there, but I guess there's still a few things to play out there. I'm backing two horses here. I've had a good bet on Big Swinger at $2.70. This horse might just be a little bit better than these. He was awesome winning first up at Pakenham. Went and ran in the Arrowfield, was it? I know it wasn't a very strong Arrowfield, but still was smashed to start second favorite in that race. Started $3.20. Was only beaten just over a length. He obviously bought the DF there, the different form lines from Melbourne. Comes back to Caulfield here. He maps well from barrier two. Ben Allen is... He could ride a broomstick home at the moment. He's absolutely flying. So best horse in the race, carries the weight, but has earned it. And the other horse I want to be on is Just for Show at $10, the three. Actually rated quite well last start, the second to Landmark. And I just think it's a big price for a horse who's won three from nine, never missed a top three placing, and another one who maps well from barrier four. So a really strong bet on Big Swinger and also backing Just for Show for a profit. Nico, who you like?
Big Swinger's a moral. Just wins. Wiz couldn't ride a loser if he tried at the moment. Big Swinger's simply the best horse in the race. There's a bit of cut in the track. That won't make a difference. It won't matter if there's not. Whichever way you cut this race up, he's the winner. I think 250 is a gift. And yeah.
Simple as that.
Put in, take out job.
But make it a line of three.
Yeah, it's a line of three. I like Big Swinger too.
It's named after me, but
gross.
That's why you love it, because you love me.
That's also questionable. No, I love the expected rate, and they backed this horse from 34s into favourite in the Arrowfield. I think it started $3 there.
Asterix. Favourite was...
Yeah, wasn't yeah. It? Yeah, well, Autumn Glow came out, but it started $3.25 in the Arrowfield last time. It missed the start. I think that can be positive if he doesn't miss the start, hopefully. But he's had a nice trial between runs, and I think that he's a lot better than what we've seen. He's a big horse. I think he's just better than this. I think it's more like a $2.20 chance, and I think they'll continue to back him. I do agree, Ben. I probably should be having something on Just for Show. And I also think No Falling. I honestly think it's a three-horse race. I don't think any of these other ones can win. I think either No Falling, Just for Show, or Big Swinger wins. And honestly, I might even do like a Quinella thing or something like that with No Falling and Just for Show and Big Swinger, because I think it's a three-horse race.
Well, if Snack Bar and Brave One come out, that sentence isn't going to sound as smart as what you think it is.
No.
Is it going to be the three favorites? But we'll, hopefully the Sydney horses do run.
Mm. Yeah, well, maybe not then. But I hate No Falling, but I'm probably going to back it anyway because it knocked me off on an iced chocolate that day at Cranbourne on debut.
Oh, what a win that was.
It was soft as, and then iced chocolate was home. TB called it home. It was all over, and then this thing just jumped out of the ground to knock me off in the last 20 meters.
It's a screw glass chocolate. Sorry.
Fucking prick. Yeah, I know.
That was when we were in Gather Round. I laid it, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you told me about it, and I told you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot on it.
Good times.
Good times. Good times. Nico post race. I actually laid that, fellas.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Peak.
No, it was pre-race.
70. Oh, was it?
No,
oh,
how could I lay it if it was after the race?
Oh, obviously you laid it before the race, but I don't know if you told us before the race.
The Dons have just kicked the first. Fair dinkum. Here we go.
Stewards. Anyway, Extreme Virtue, the number one, $4.80 favorite from Grid Girl, $6.50. Stylish, $7.50. Matawi, $7.50. Cinematic Star, the same price. And Sounded Out is $8. What do you like about Stylish?
I like that it ran its peak first up for the new stable. I think a lot of these... ex-Moroni horses who have gone to the Hayes stable are going to improve, and I think Stylish will do just that. I love what it did first up at Bendigo, and I think it'll put itself in a positive position, and I hope it does anyway. It should. And I think it, yeah, I think it's a nice bet at that price. Yeah, clearly the one I want to be on. I think great. A massive hole in the market is this Sounded Out, because it comes through this, because it's obviously a stayer. It's by Galileo, and staying at 1400 meters in a race they went stupidly quick in, and just sort of stayed over the top of them. So I think that horse will start bigger than 20s.
Well, there you go. All right. I am very intrigued, but the whole racing previews community wants to know what you think of race 5, number 2, Medea. And I look down at the run sheet that we make in our pre-podcast meetings. And meetings. You haven't put in race 5, Caulfield. Nico hasn't put in race 5, Caulfield. Number 2, Medea here. Won you an absolute mozza, and now you've given her the cold shoulder. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's 225 the best price. Oh. I don't want to take that price.
It was 270 at one stage.
I know. I was thinking about it. I want 2-1. That's the price I want.
And then I want $3. So last start just wasn't impressive enough for you?
No, it was. I really love the way she didn't quicken, like turn her foot quicken. She stayed over the top of them. It was all she won. The sectionals tell me exactly that she's a mile plus.
And now she gets the mile and you're not on.
But she's drawn the widest, and they'll probably go back because they'll be arrogant because she won so well last time. And if there's not a whole lot of speed in this race, and she could be a long way off him, and if it turns into sit and sprint, she doesn't have that. So I could be on, but not right now. Not 225. I still think she's group filly. Just 225 is not the price I want to take.
Fair enough. I've just asked you all the questions that the listeners want to hear, so I'm not actually potting what you're saying. I too didn't take the 2.7, and now I'm sort of hearing what you're saying. Like just the $2.25, if it is a rails bias as well, like this rail is out 8 meters, I'm just being a little bit cautious. I'm not going to back her right now. If it gets to Saturday and the track is, you know, favoring those run-on type horses, then there is a chance I come with her. And that price will still be there Saturday. So there's no need to rush into it, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just a wait and see.
I've got a 240 for people want to get a guide off that. I've got a 240, and I probably want better than 270 to back her. So the price now is not what I need.
Yeah. Is Colouring Our World the danger?
I thought that was a bit short. That horse. Let me see what I think. I actually thought this Belconi was a bit of a. It's a filly that's been improving, and like it's weaker races against the older horses. But I thought that it's a little bit of a worry. I mean, like $16. I probably have something small on it, and All Business I backed last time as well, just got a long way back. If it can hold a spot, I think up to a mile it'll be suited. But yeah, I mean, it just really, this is a map race. If Medea goes forward, she will win by so far, but she might not.
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
Me neither.
All right, let's move on then to race 6. Benchmark 100, 1600 meters. This might be one of the better $4 bets you'll see all day. Jimmy the Bear is his name. He is the favorite, as mentioned. Vidad, $5. Windstorm is $6.50. Oscar's Fortune, $7. Lim Saltoro, $8. Regal Vow, $8.50. Jimmy the Bear, if he's not flat off that first up run, which was run at a very, very good pace, War Machine broke the class record, I think, over 1,400 meters there. Sat on a very fast tempo, has won since, is the Stradbroke favorite. And Jimmy the Bear was closing in on him. That was first up 1,400 meters. He's a miler. He's a winter specialist. He only goes up, what does he go up? He only goes up 1 kilo off last start, and he maps well from barrier 6. Coming up against opposition that include Vidad, who he's become a bit more consistent, but still happy to take him on. Windstorm drops in weight, but like really, he's still being beaten a fair way his last couple. Oscar's Fortune has to be a big query at the mile, and Lim Saltoro was fair last start, but you know, comes through the same race as Jimmy the Bear, and I struggled to see him sort of turning the tables. So just a fantastic bet. I would mark him closer to $3.
So keen on Jimmy the Bear. I think he's an unbelievable bet at $4.20. I think he's more like a 270 chance. I think if he runs to form, I think he just. Lim Sal Toro is that they kept him really firm, which is scary. He sat on a strong speed and was good. But I just think if Jimmy the Bear does what he can do over a mile at Caulfield, I think $4.20 is a luxury and $2.70 is his right price. So I'd be getting on now. I wouldn't be waiting. I'd just be piling into $4.20 if I was you. Great bet. Great bet, Jimmy the Bear.
I agree. It's been a little while between drinks, I believe. And, you know, he's not in the same form he was in. Like, not the same winning form anyway. He has still been decent. He sort of dropped off towards the end of last preparation a little bit. But if the first up run is anything to go by, he trialed really well going into it. Oh, it just looks a fantastic bet.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to race 7, 2,000 meter benchmark 84. Board Rider 440, Wonder Kid 460, Bold Soul 650, Merzan the Big Cat $10, Pudding 11s, and Savoir Faire.
Why is Merzan a cat? What did Merzan do to you?
No, you can have him.
Well, what did he do?
He got beat by Amberite one day at Flemington.
I remember that.
I launched him. $2.80 favorite.
Oh, he just, yeah, these sorts of Waller horses, they're all the same to me. Just give them a number and move on. I don't even.
Yeah, they are a number.
There's like a million versions of Merzan, and they all win one in every fucking 10. Anyway, there is a spectacular bet in this race, and it's Sunsets, who I think is looking for dry ground. If he runs to form on dry ground, I think he is so, like, just second pick. Behind Board Rider, I've got favorite. Wonder Kid got the softest of times of anything first up. They said they were going to go back. The horse got keen. They sent it forward at a walking tempo, and he ran pretty average time from the front home. Over the last 400 meters, the rest of them were just chasing him because they just got too far back. Because I assume the jockeys thought he was going at a solid pen tempo, but he wasn't. They just gave him too much rope, and he got away with it. And now he's $4.60 here. I mean, seriously, he's 10-1. He's no shorter than 10-1, and I expect him to drift. So gives me a couple opportunities. I think Sunsets will be just about leading here, or he'll be in the first sort of four. He ran in second up. He ran sixth in the Easter Cup, which was strongly run over 2,000 meters on good ground. You know, Torrenzino was there, Fashida Zans, Knight Endeavor, who's done good things since, Q Tempest. Like, that's good form. And you know, you go back to his 3-year-old year. He was he second or third in a Derby. I just think he's a lot better than what he's done of late, and I think he gets the perfect opportunity to run to form. The other one's Dublin Journal, who was really good second up, just okay at Cassidon, but you know, he's fourth up here, gets a perfect scenario. And the other one I'll have something small on as well is Fame. Emily Posman's on, so. Intent probably not there, but got a long way back at Flemington, ran some nice splits. This is a horse that ran second to Kovalika, or second or third to Kovalika in the Queensland Derby. It's had issues, couple preparations of work into it, and I think that it can get somewhere near its back to its. Well, if it gets anywhere back to its best, it'll win this. But I just have something small in it, and I've got to mention Bold Soul as well. I'm sure it'll go back from the wide gate, and this won't be strongly run, so I'd be against it at $6.50.
Great. Let's move on to race 8. It is the Ballaspree, the listed Ballaspree Stakes over 1,100 metres, It is, of course, the day's feature race. And the feature horse is Neance or Neance. $2.40 favorite from Cleo Cat. Winning machine, $5. Recommendation, $8. Watch me win, $10. Aviatrice, $12. And Midwest, $15. I think she's the best bet of the day, Neance. This is a very, very good filly. She's a filly who I would have backed in an Oakley plate. I think I did back her at a futures price, and I might have done my dough, unless it was pre-noms. I can't really remember. But what she did last preparation was very, very good. I think 1,100 metres is probably her best distance, and her two trials leading into this, well, they don't go much better. So I know she is coming off an injury break, but it was only a very, very minor injury. Graham Begg has been on the radio saying she's ready to go, have a bet on radio during the week. And I think she'll sit outside lead here, and I think she'll be too good. At the end of last preparation, she was the only horse all day to lead and win on that windy Caulfield day into the headwind. I know they let her go because no horse wanted to sort of lead late in the day, but she still broke benchmark. It was a really good rating, and she gets in well with 55.5. So, yeah, I just think she's better than these. Who's with?
Yeah, I completely agree. Trials been super. We've got a lot of time for this girl. I would love if Geordie was on, but obviously he's in Queensland. So that's, that's the only sort of knock. But, yeah, I think
she'll. What's he riding up there?
Politely done.
Oh, in the Derby.
I'm pretty confident in saying I reckon he's happy that he's in Queensland and he doesn't have to make a choice and let the Dabbing team down, because he would be riding Neance over Cleo Cat. I've got no doubt about that.
Nice.
But yeah, he gets to keep both parties happy. Well, mate, Beg's probably not happy, but anyway, I think she'll win. She's a really good horse, and excited to see what heights she can get to, as we alluded to. Benny, it's a horse that we backed for the Oakley plate and didn't quite get there, but I've got no doubt she's Group 1 talent. Just hopefully she can get there soon enough.
Yep. Will, what price is a bet?
$3.40 for Neance. Not going to get it. I don't want it. I don't know. I think she's too short at that price. I think I've got her going to a, I think somewhere between first up and second up last prep, because I think it's fair to do that. Obviously, yeah, the trials were good. I think $6 is probably a bet for Clear Cat. I think it's the one I could see myself being on most likely. Other than that, what do you think of Recommendation? Because his best is the best, but we're not going to get it, are we? There's no vibe about that. Like, there's no vibe with Recommendation. It's not. No. I don't feel like. I think he was, that last prep was his go, and now he might, because on figures last prep he's you make him equal favorite with Neance, but I feel licky about that.
But even last prep, like, it wasn't his best form. It wasn't his 2024 form. And he's coming off one of the bigger flops of his life in Hong Kong. I probably need to watch the trials back a little bit.
I had a look. They weren't anything. Like, they were just, like, fine. They were good. They were exactly how you'd imagine Recommendation would trial.
Yeah. And how about this? Blinkers off. Isn't he a blinkers horse?
I mean blinkers off just first up. I mean, I'm sure they'll put him on second or third up and try.
I just don't know if he's here to play.
Fair enough. Yep. That he probably starts probably like $11, and I'd be really interested to see what the market does in this race. I think most likely I think they either just smash Neance or they either smash Cleo Cat, and there's no in between. I mean, they could smash both of them, because I don't see where the market support for anything else is. I think it's like one or the other, to be honest.
Yeah, they're the two mares who dominate. Watch Me Win's got some decent ratings, but
the
draw's cast, and I don't know. I couldn't come with it.
Yeah, I think that the two other fillies might have a little bit more class than that one. But the ratings are nice, but I think that they'll have it covered. I think the price is right.
All righty. We should probably call them mares. They're 4 years old, aren't they? Probably should call them mares.
What are they calling them, fillies? I always call mares fillies.
Oh, I think fillies. I did it as well. Anyway. Yeah. That's it for Caulfield. Nothing in the ninth, bot.
Ray Cokie was a little bit interesting. So was Here Comes the Star. But, yeah, I think there was a dodgy favourite in this race. What was it? What's favourite? No, that's right. That's right. No, Dirty Grin's a good favourite. But yeah, looked about right to me.
Alrighty then, let's get up to the Sunshine State. I say it's a Sunshine State every week and most weeks in the last month.
It's not.
It hasn't been. There's been lots of rain. We know they do those, up near the coast, both New South Wales and Queensland, they do seem to get lots of rain at this time of year. But, 4 to 25 millimetres on Saturday, which it's a big range. 4 might mean a soft 5, soft 6. 25 would mean we're underwater and the meeting is in serious danger of even being run if they get 25 during the races. So it's very much wait and see. The rail's in the true position. It's Eagle Farm. It is their best track. I would assume it's playing quite fair. I would think the fence will be off and it will continue to get further and further off as the meeting goes on. There's a couple interesting favourites towards the start of the program. I've had a couple of people declare me that Demon Darb just wins the first. Immediacy gets to 2,400 metres in race 3. Don't know if he wants a heavy track. Tavi Time, he looks really hard to beat in race 4, but he's another one who, if it gets to a heavy track, he's 0 from 3, and you've got good wetties and sort of banker's choice in the race as well.
Ooh, I've got a moral for you.
What?
A leg run in the third.
It's probably not your worst shout ever, but he's got 60.
60 to 1 moral.
He's 50 to 1.
He was a moral beaten last time. He was held up a little bit there.
If you're new to the podcast for the first time, it's a little bit tongue in cheek.
He's my favorite horse.
He's Bot's favorite horse.
he's better than 60 to 1. He won the Doobin Queensland Cup last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he's probably better than a 60 to 1 chance.
He can't be 60 to 1. It's disrespecting my champ.
Nico, did you have any thoughts in the size produce first? The 1,400 metre group 2, we've got Gallo Nero 420 favourite from Aerodrome 650, Grafter Burner 7, Beskar 8, and Prince Tycoon's on the backup, $10.
Yeah, interesting. I didn't really have a firm opinion in the race. There's lots of question marks. I couldn't pigeon myself down to a bet.
Yeah, I took an all-in price for Prince Tycoon before he ran last week. Nothing crazy odds. But, I don't know, 1,000 metres probably didn't really suit him. But then you've got Gallo Nero, who's a deserving favourite. Aerodrome actually brings the best last start rating. United States, up and trip is good, but I don't know. This race gave me a bit of a headache, but whatever wins it is probably going to be favourite for the JJ Atkins. So maybe get on the tab app. Get on the tab app at the 50-metre mark, and if something has won by 3, then try and get the price before it closes. All right.
Gallo Nero looked...
Looks a one?
You know. Oh, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion. Prince Tycoon's a nice horse. He didn't scream 1,400 metres to me, and he's 1,000. I mean, weird placement.
He wanted further last week, definitely.
Yeah, he definitely wanted further, but I don't know if he wants 14. But, you know, I think he's probably the best horse in time. Gallo Nero is probably the best placed one to... I mean, his favourite, so you'd think so. Aerodrome as well won that race at Hawkesbury that I think it's the race Zardozzi won a couple of years ago, maybe. Don't know. Anyway, very hard race. I had a look.
Yeah, very hard race. Those Hawkesbury figures can sometimes be sketchy as well, I feel. I don't know.
Meh.
Race 6 is the Fred Best Classic, 1,400 metres, Group 3 for the three-year-olds. I believe it's a win and you're in to the Stradbroke. And it's been won by some very good horses in the past. Angel Capital, $3 favourite from Just Party, $7.50. Drawn in Hell. Media World, $7.50. They went toe-to-toe last start, not much in the finish. Stay Focused, he's found a new lease on life recently. He's $10 and Ray Conan is $11. Nico, who do you like?
I like in this race when it refreshes. I like Angel Capital, providing it doesn't get too wet. I think he's probably the best horse in the race. Love that Malum sticks. I think it's a good play that they've come here trying to get into the Stradbroke via the back door, and I think he'll take a power of beating.
I agree. I don't want 10 mils of rain, let alone 15-20 for this horse. So, but they're probably not like, will Waller scratch? He probably won't. He probably has to run.
Yeah, well, if they're going to go to the Stradbroke, he has to run, yeah. He won't get in via the ballot.
Yeah, so I've taken $3.20 on Bet365. For our listeners who can get on with Bet365, it is a very good idea to be betting with them if you want to take a price early, especially with these meetings where there is rain forecast on the day, because you can always cash out your bet, and there is that safety of you can, if you still get the Ausdrift Protector, which I sadly don't get anymore, I got cut off probably start of the year, you can sort of cash out your bet and then re-bet on the day after 8 a.m. and then you get that as well. So that's just a couple little tips. I'm with Angel Capital, soft six or better. His trials have been good. There's a horse who actually pulls a little bit in his trials, and it's not because he's over racing. It's just because he's just this big, strong horse. And I fell for the trap last preparation of saying, I don't actually know if he trialed that well. And I was with the Hayes horse first up at Caulfield, Evaporate, who albeit was unlucky, but this horse just came out and smashed him. He's a very good horse. We haven't seen him since that because he's had a little bit of a injury let off, but yeah, I think if he's right to go, then he's just a little bit better than these. So, yep, keen. Race 7 is the group one.
What about Stay Focus? Have a look at his ratings.
He
belted up On Display, who won really well. Who's probably one of the better fillies. Like, you know, he probably should, On Display would probably be a top 10 filly in Australia. Maybe a bit better than that, based on that win it did last time at Wolfville.
Yeah.
Beat it by 4 lengths.
I think he's going to need to do a fair bit of work to find the position that he wants to.
Maybe.
He's drawn out in 15. There's a fair bit of speed underneath him. And with a golden ticket into the Stradbroke on hand, like, I agree with you. He's going really well, but I think his race will be won and lost in the first 400 metres.
Maybe just one too far for him. But, you know, he's still close. I mean, like, he's on par. Like, he's, I mean, not on par, but he's, you know, he looks better than an $11 chance at like, based on its last start rating.
Yeah. So interesting. We all thought he was dead. We all thought he was dead in the water, like not too long
ago. Oh, God. It was, yeah. I thought he was just a squibby two-year-old, but they've just turned him into this strong, strong miler.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
awesome. Nice horse. One of my favorites.
Yeah. Hat tip to Philip Stokes. Let's move on to race 7. It is the Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup. 1,300 metres, run at weight for age conditions. Jolly Star, $2.90 favourite from Giga Kick, $5. Benedetta is $7.50. Bazusto, scratched from the Fred Best, runs in the Group 1. Private Eye, $9. Camochi, $10. Rise at Dawn, scratch from last week to run here, is $17. Firstly, let me get up a speed map. Okay, Zoroastro wants to boot forward. He'll probably cross and lead Rise at Dawn. They look the two speed horses, really. I think Jolly Star is forced to go back. Giga Kick goes back. Benedetta and Bazusto and maybe even Camochi are probably your three map horses, just tucked in behind the speed from barriers 3, 4, and 5. And Private that's a probably, Eye. Yeah, Private Eye is an interesting one. He's one who can go forward.
Yeah, I think he probably gets like 3 back, 1 off.
Yeah, and he is one that went forward last preparation and produced something close to his best. Golden Mile might inject some speed from wide out, but it's an interesting map because our two favourites will be back in the ruck. I think soft 5, soft 6 or better, I do think Jolly Star just wins. Her better form, her better recent form is just a little bit better than these, and she was awesome in the all-age stakes. I think a bit of a forgive run in the TJ, just squished up along the inside. And before that, she won a Newmarket. So she gets J-Mac, going to go back, probably just going to swing into the best lanes. Soft five or better, she's a moral. If it's a wet track, I think so. Jeez. We just saw we saw last week, like, I rate Jolly Star just as good, if not better, horse than Sunshine in Paris. And
She's a better horse than Sunshine in Paris.
Well, she's a better horse than Sunshine in Paris. And these horses like Benedetta, she just lacks the knockout blow to win a group one. Bizusto needs it wet to beat these. Private Eye might be over the hill. And Giga Kick was good last start, but he would want to improve.
Yeah. She gets J-Mac too. I think the thing with Jolly Star is she's not a sprinter, and she is a sprinter, but she's not like, she can't go early, and if you try to rush her early, she overexerts and then she doesn't finish off. So you need that's why I was so keen on her at Flemington in the Newmarket, is because they don't go as quick early at Flemington. They sort of just get into a rhythm and then build. And I think that, like, the 1300 to 1400 meters is probably her best trip, and allows her to sort of build into her races without.
Robert's just got it, Benny.
Did he?
He's been burnt all fucking night, and he's finally got it.
With 1 minute left.
Yeah, he should have had like 30.
Are you talking about a same game multi or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
You fucking sickos.
For what it's worth, we needed Archie Roberts to get 20, and he had 7 at half time. It was looking a bit grim, but anyway, got it.
No. We got done by 18 points. It happened, Nico.
It would.
Yeah, I know.
Get in.
I forgot what I was saying. Anyway, I got no opinion.
Nice. for what it is worth, I'm just going to self-confess. I did say Benedetta lacks a knockout blow, but six-day racing, you know how we operate. We do like to just play the book early. So Benedetta and Camochi are two horses that we have taken early bets for. Camochi, $17. Benedetta, $15 or $13, depending how quick you were. So, yeah, those are the two horses I've backed already. But Jolly Star, I took $3.24, and I do think soft five or better. I just think she's going to be too good. Nico?
Yeah, I agree with the sentiment that you've had. I think Jolly Star is a horse to beat. I just hope we don't get too much rain. And I'm probably going to have something on Giga Kick. I think his better days may be behind him, but yeah, after declaring him last start, he was a fucking moral. He was a moral beaten. He wasn't given a gun steer by Mark Zara, which is a rarity. But yeah, all things being equal on Saturday, I think this is his last chance to win a Group 1, I think. If he can't go here and win this race, I think it's safe to say that he probably won't win another Group 1. Even though Jolly Star is a good horse, she's not the most reliable commodity at times. And, yeah, in behind them probably tells the tale that there's also a lot of not trustworthy horses at all the time. So, yeah, Jolly Star on top, probably going to have something on Giga Kick. But, that's the way I'm sort of going to play the race.
Yeah, and I think you can forecast some good improvement with Giga Kick. I'm not hard against him. I just don't know if I'm
going to. I think it's more the fact that for the amount that I was on to win last start, I think I at least need to make sure I don't lose on this race if he happens to win.
Yeah, and if the soft conditions do arise, that's a tick for him. His best run in the last five or six is the Everest, which was a soft five or six with his toe in the track.
He ran 1,300 metres last start, the amount of ground he covered.
Yeah, the 1,300 metres is probably a positive as well. I still think, and the ratings would suggest, that his best performance of his career was that all-age stakes, just absolutely dominant. It is going back some time now. And heavy track, he does have the best heavy track rating in the race, which was that second to I Wish I Win going back a few seasons. Bizusto was awesome last start in the heavy. I think he needs to come up on another level. I don't know if I trust that form last start, but you know, if it turns into slop, then all of a sudden he's in the game. All right, let's move on to race 8. It is the Queensland Derby, 2400 meters Group 1. Statuario, $5. Obviously, he started favorite in the Adelaide Derby and he ran second. to Femminile, who splits, who is third favorite behind Belle de Tal. Belle de Tal, $5.50. Femminile, $8. Blake Shin can't ride. He's got some bad bone bruising. So Tim Clark takes over. King of Thunder, $9. Lavalier, $13. Party Crasher is also $13. Nico, do you have thoughts here?
Yeah, obviously we've taken a position on Belle de Tal a few weeks ago when I found out that she was going to the Derby, not the Oaks. So that was good that we were on a little bit better price than what she currently is. She's been heavily backed since markets have opened. It's been as much as 10s into 550. Barrier 20 is not super. Going to need a fair steer from fucking J-Mac, to say the least, but I would rather no man on than him. Little interesting fact that I found out during... Well, not that I found out, that I saw during the week. Two recent Derby winners of the Queensland Derby were beaten in the South Australian Derby. Both ran second. You know who they are?
Explosive Jack.
No, I don't think it was.
He won the South Australian Derby. He won both, didn't he?
Wait, so repeat the questions.
Two horses, I'm pretty sure, they ran a placing. They may have ran second. They were beaten in the South Australian Derby, but won the Queensland Derby of recent times. Both horses that we've liked.
Oh, Warmonger.
Warmonger.
You should know this other one, Bot.
Who won the Queensland?
Mr. Quickie. I'm going to have something on Statuario, not because he was beaten in the South Australian Derby and he rocks up here, but obviously was really keen on him last start. I think he was pretty unlucky not to win the South Australian Derby. And as long as he handles that way of going, which all reports are, he's galloped fine that way. I think he's definitely the horse to beat. He's got all the right form lines coming into this race. And yeah, hopefully he's got one more left in him. So yeah, I'm going to back Statuario. I've already got a position on Belle de Tal. I don't think the chances end there. I do actually give Politely Done a bit of a hope at odds, but
just the draw.
Yeah, the draw's pretty yuck, to be honest.
What a win last start.
I tipped him on the podcast. I said, yeah, I want to be on. I didn't tip him to the subs.
Did you back
spewing.
Him?
Yeah, I backed him.
No, that's fine then.
You're such a fucking prick. It's all about you. What about the punters out there that want to put food on the
I think I took unders. I think I took 10 bucks and you started 13s, but anyway.
No, there were 19s about, mate.
Far out. Anyway. Big shot. Betfair punter. Doesn't play footy on a Saturday. He just
Righto, little swinger. Settle down over there.
But how much could I pay you to be my bowler on a Saturday?
$5,000 a Saturday, mate.
Oh, you scream. What a selfish little scream.
What a
All right.
Party Crasher looks nice horse to me.
Is a nice horse, but fair jump. Like, fair dinkum.
Yeah, you see these horses come off like with this type of like weird off-Broadway form, and they're usually not $12. Mm. They're usually like $26. So...
I found out a little bit about our mate Cash today, Ben. Michael Hickmont reckons it's the best horse he's trained.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, yeah.
Exciting to see him back. He's got...
Hasn't he trained multiple Melbourne Cup winners?
Oodles of ability.
Is that the other one am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Robert Hickmont?
Yeah, you're thinking of Rob.
Oh.
They're all but the same Michael team. Hickmont's a good young trainer. I do have a lot of time for him and his horses, but yeah. Cash is obviously a horse. Yeah, you would know it. It was declared Friday back in the day at the Valley. Good horse.
Cheers, mate. I know the horse you're talking about.
Exciting. Anyway, he's going to be back soon.
I agree with Nico, and I've got the two early positions on both Statuario and Belle de Tal. Taking $13 for both. So in a really good position, it means 2/5 of F all if they don't win. But I think Statuario deserves to be favourite. Mapswell, Barrier 5. He was just as good a run, if not a better run, than Femminile last start. Femminile just covered no ground, didn't go around a horse, to win the SA Derby. And Statuario, Johnny Allen, just played the percentages and he covered a fair bit more ground. I think he'll turn the tables. Bell to Tell, I know she's drawn out wide, but she's a half to very elegant. She's by Zed. Surely she's looking for more ground. She gets it. She was fine last start. She started favorite. I know she was beaten, but she kept closing on the line in a funny, weird race, which she was back in trip in. I'm just going to trust the SP there, and I think she's a great chance. Of the rest, firm agreement. I was so disappointed in last start. I was very keen. Didn't do much in the same race. Mason Louis is probably another one. Draws well. It'll go in the quaddie as well at $19, but yeah, very keen the top two. All right, around the grounds. Bot, do you have anything just quickly? Friday, Sunday?
Yes. Sunday, I'm backing two horses in the last race at Sandown. Their names are Carhoff and Outer Compton. But we'll also go to the first race. I haven't had a bet here, but let me see the prices. Oh, it's been backed. No, I don't have a firm enough opinion to say anything.
Or
Bold Strike. Remember we backed Bold Strike at, what was it, like Racknerville?
Ararat, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's closely related to Highland Reel, Harada Sun, and Ulfstrom.
Right, there you go. Useless information.
No one cares.
Sure. Anyway, one of the two will win, and I'll probably back one of them. So You Will be on my side at $26.
Oh, yeah. Is that the horse that you just backed because of the name last time?
I didn't. Yeah, and the splits, but that, yeah, mainly the name.
All right, Nico, you've got 6 minutes to deliver your jump set.
Well, that's fine. That's plenty of time. Anyway, Sandown goes to God's Carpet on Saturday. My man Kanga will have the track cherry ripe. If you're not doing anything on Sunday, I dare advise you to go out and watch. Unfortunately, I can't. I've got commitments. But Sandown is one of the great tracks to watch races at. Benny and I have had many of cold Sundays in our hungover Sundays in our puffer jackets with eight other people in the stands, but there'll be more than eight there on Sunday. Should be a cracking meeting.
Be 18.
Yes. They're letting us on the champ, race two. I think $1.90, $1.95 is an absolute luxury. Not worried the fact that he has to give 7 kilos. He's just simply better than this lot. This money for Heir to the Throne and Treasure Crown is ludicrous. And personally, I don't like backing horses after they have a fall throughout the season. Leaderboard obviously fell in the Briley, and he's flat run on Tuesday at Mornington. It was pretty average, to be honest. Like, you couldn't look at his run on Tuesday and be like, yeah, I want to back you on Sunday to beat Stern Idol. So yeah, I think $1.90 is more than fair. I think that's a really good position. So I think you can bet up Stern Idol. Then we head to race four, the 120 hurdle, one of the races we were starved of a good field or a better field of. Sing for Peace is a false favourite. Got away with one at Warrnambool last start when the race became a boat race. Two horses I want to back in this race. You can have Normandy Bridge. Hopefully, he's got the talent to come out and win, but to me, he's got a lot of learning to do before he becomes a betting proposition. It was one of my regretful bets at Warrnambool. Although the form's been good out of that race with Cool King coming out and Julie pissing in at $5 at Cassidon, which hurt me a lot after being so keen on him at Warrnambool at big odds. The form's been franked. But I just want to be with Noonday Gun. Interesting status. Stable change from Pateman to Jackson. Not sure what's doing there, but anyway, Tommy Ryan, Shane Jackson have been a very profitable combination. I don't know what's happened there, but we lose nothing there. And the other horse I want to back is Hit the Road Jack. So I haven't exactly worked out how I want to play this race yet, whether I take Stern into these two or I'm backing these two singularly. I haven't quite worked that out yet, but I really want to take on Sing for Peace.
Why do you want to take Sing for Peace on?
Because he's not much good and he got blessed last start.
Did he beat Enchanted Owl, who won by 20 lengths later, and there's 23 lengths back to third?
Yeah,
but that seems like a decent...
That's a bit of a non-event because Balinor was pretty much pulled up out of the race, so those margins are flattering.
Yeah. But Enchanted Owl was...
Yeah, Enchanted Owl won well, but I think the margin's definitely flattering. Like, Balinor does everything right. He's definitely in the finish, and Balinor pushed Loft. So you can tie that form in. Yeah. Kassadin's one of those tracks. It's hard to lead. You benefited if you've front half of field. So you start making mistakes. It's a tight track. Things can be exaggerated more than what they would at a normal track. But yeah, I'm quite happy to take positions on New Dangun and hit the rope jack. Yeah, I'm really comfortable where I sit there. And then in the Australian hurdle, I'm finding it really hard to split the two, the Cunning Fox and Affluential. If you put a gun to my head, I'd probably choose the Cunning Fox. But dead set, there's fuck all between them, if you're being honest. The bet that Ben and I have had so far, we've taken Stern Idol into both. Decide how much you want to win on the race. And yeah, I think that's probably the best way to play it. Just back Stern Idol into both of them and watch three good horses. One will win the steeple and watch two good horses fight out the hurdle and be done with it for your main sort of betting of the day. So I think that's probably where I sit right now. But yeah, Cunning Fox probably just on top.
Yep. So it's $4.60 for around $4.60 for Stern Idol into Affluential and around $5.30 for Stern Idol into the Cunning Fox.
Yep. So for the late, you could have 100 on both of them and, you know, collect your $2.75-ish profit. Something like
and
that.
The Sandown Cup.
And then, yeah, we'll go to the Sandown Cup.
You wanted to have Through Irish Eyes on top?
Yeah, Through Irish Eyes clearly on top for me. I think you can really take on Almarais and really take on Loft. Almarais doesn't like it when someone spits on the ground. This track will be a soft six, probably to a soft five. Just need to look into what's happening because there's been times where I actually haven't bothered to look, to be honest. I just know where they're going to be on the jumps track. But sometimes with this meeting, the jumps will always be on the hillside, but sometimes they'll switch the flat races to the lakeside. I'm not sure if that's what they're doing on Sunday or not with recent racing and racing to come. But yeah, anyway, I would presume that the Sandown Cup's on the hillside circuit, even if the other...
I think it's smaller... the lakeside. I think it's the lakeside.
Lakeside, is it?
Yeah, so maybe that's... Yeah.
But does it tell you that the jumps races are on the hillside or not?
No, it doesn't differentiate between the two. Just says lakeside.
Yeah, well, we know that the hillside is always the jump circuit, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Sandown Cup is from that spot too.
You know, I think I agree with Nico that
Through Irish Eyes is the bet. Like he was just as good, if not better, than Loft last start, and one's got 6 kilos more.
6 kilos.
Yeah,
Through Irish Eyes' platform was super prior to the jumps. Like he won the flat race at Bendigo.
He's had a lot of issues, and I think they must have gotten him sweet. And he won well at Bendigo. Like that race was a farce, but he won well, and he went to the Andrew Ramsden, and he was really good there. That was probably the best piece of form he's put together probably since the VRC St. Ledger when he was a 3-year-old. So, yeah. And Almarais, like you said, Nick, she just turns it up in the like.
She's a flea.
Yeah, I mean, she was awesome in the Country Oaks, but I'm sort of skeptical of her at like further than 2000. Like, I don't know if anyone else thinks that.
Yeah, I am too. I think
her best
very
form,
easy to take on 3200 meters.
Yeah, I think I think you're right, Nick. I think I will be backing. Through Irish Eyes. I think Almarais is a dodgy favourite, especially if there's a cut in the ground and they're over 3,200 metres. I'm not sure she wants more than I don't think she wants 24, let alone 3,200. So Glentanius was good, back to somewhere near his best. He was good late, but be happy to take him on. Through Irish Eyes looks the one there.
Dead set. Yeah, I'm gonna
convince me.
I could back four of the jumpers in this race. Through Irish Eyes is clearly the one on top, but I might sound stupid, but True Marvel will run 3,200 metres, so will Farag, and so will Stockman. Like, True Marvel and Stockman are running in Sydney Cups. Half these horses won't, like, these are like Almarais won't run 3,200 meters. Loff won't be fighting in the finish 60 kilos over 3,200 meters long straight. I'm happy to take on Glenn Tanius.
He was good last start.
He was good last start, but he's got a series of bad prior. Sentimental Flame, happy to take it on. Cable Dancer, Diwali are not good enough. Like, if it was wetter, like Stockman would be fucking the best value bet of the whole weekend.
I'm taking $4.80 through Irish Eyes and Sportsbet right now. You've convinced me.
Oh, my.
Well, looks like we're all betting now then.
Get on. I'm about to send it to the subs.
Oh, fuck you.
$4.80 top price.
Sorted out. What are the other things at? Well, I'll do this later.
I'll just check bot. Don't worry. Just trust me.
I think Stockman, I still think even on this track, I think Stockman's still a good value chance.
Yeah.
I could probably still back it. I might back Stockman and Ferraro Shires.
All right.
Sweet. Coming out of the Warrnambool Maiden. But I think you're going to see a lot more of this good level jump form that's going to intertwine with staying form over the winter months.
Yeah.
Like these are still good flat horses.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, my around the grounds. Shartin's on a Saturday, and we know what we say about Shartin when it's on a Saturday. It's usually you let it through to the keeper. That being
Shite Tin.
Relax. Come on now. That being said, there is a couple good races on the card. One of them is the Group 3 Lion Rock Trophy. Red Lion's got 61 kilos. Obviously, there's no odds out right now. Drawn Barrier 1. Oh, like he probably should have some of those horses beat again, the likes of Chang Chang Glory, Beauty Eternal, Beauty Joy. So if I'm wanting to find something to beat him, I'm probably going to want to back one of the bottom weights. Johannes Brahms gets in with 52 kilos. That's a 9-kilo pull. Encountered is another one first up on the minimum. Kai Ying Generation ran second to Romantic Warrior over 2,000 meters. First up last prep, but has been very much a yo-yo and hard to find. So I'm probably going to find one of those bottom weights to try and beat Red Lion. If he wins, then too good. Race 8 is the Shartin Vase, 1,200 meter Group 3. And hallelujah, says Helios Express, who finally finds a race without Kai Ying Rising in it. He's drawn barrier 11 of 11. This horse just has no luck at the barriers at all, but often he's a horse who gets back anyway. I think he'll win. There isn't a whole lot there. It's just you know, your usual suspects of Hong Kong racing, your Magic Controls, your Invincible Sages, your Mugens, these ex-Australian horses who aren't quite Group 1 level, but they're just that Group 2, Group 3. Lucky Swainess has got to carry the 61, still has to carry the big penalty, and Helios gets him the 56. So I think we're looking at like $2.50 for Helios would be a fantastic bet. Not sure if we'll quite get it, but yeah, even money or above, I'm probably going to back him. All right, Backlay Prey. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, well, my best bets of the weekend will be...
we need one for the podcast multi. Give us both, but you've got to choose one.
Fuck. I don't want to take it to Sunday. I'll have Neons.
All right.
That's my selection for the podcast multi, but my best bet's obviously Caulfield, Big Swinger, and Neons. Hopefully we can get a result in the Queensland Derby. And then, yeah, obviously pretty keen Sunday. Stern would be my best. Run him through everything. If he gets beat, it'll be tears. But I don't think that'll be happening. Swing for Peace would be my lay of the day. And my value selection on the day will probably be Stockman in the cup. I think he's probably over the odds. Probably should be half his quote.
Great. Will, after your return from your coughing attack...
Jimmy the Bear will be my best bet.
We're getting this podcast multi.
Did it win last week? What happened?
No.
Oh.
Forgot what happened.
What did we do last week?
Yours got beat in the last.
Oh yeah, what was it? Oh, too good. Oh, geez, it was shit.
Anyway, Dubai on a loss anyway, so mine lost too.
Yeah. Did Nico's win? Probably.
Yes.
Nico's one always wins.
Yeah, because I'm just the best tipster. I just don't get the credit I deserve. It's fucking rare that my selection ever loses for the podcast, Molly. It's never me that lets it down. It's you busted pricks.
Yeah. My ones always lose, but all my other ones win.
Well, I'll let you guys go first usually.
Oh, no, actually.
You get the pick of the card. Sorry,
mine didn't win or didn't lose. It would have won Western Empire. Didn't even get it. Don't even get me started on that shit.
Yeah, so we're 0 from 2. We can only get better.
No.
So that's your best bet, Jimmy Starr. Fucking Jimmy Starr, he'd be hard to beat.
Jimmy the bet. I'd have like my entire everything on at $4.20. He was there. What do I think's too short? Oh, that my racehorse thing. What's its name? At Caulfield in the 7th. Wonder Kid or something?
Yeah, Wonder Kid, yeah.
Yeah, way too short. Start $10 that. And I really, really think Sunsets is way too big. I think it should be $6.
All right. Best bet. Nico's probably taking my best bet. So I'll go race 3, number 1, Big Swinger, and ensure that the podcast multi wins. There you go. Clip that up. My best each way. Actually, I'll go my best lay. I think if the rains come over at Eagle Farm, 2,400 meters for a meet ECR just gives me the shivers. I think he's too short at $3.40. If that rain really does come and it just opens it up, I don't know who's going to win that race, but immediacy on a heavy 8, heavy 9 over 2,400 meters, if that does happen, I don't want that. Best each way is probably going to be... Just for Show will run a place in the Big Swinger race. So there you go. You can have that. And that's it. Let's get over to the questions. By the way, that podcast multi is about 25 to 1. Itch. 26 to 1. So hopefully just wins. All right, a couple of Instagram questions first. The first is from Damien Vindley. Black Caviar or Winx over 1,400 meters?
Black Caviar.
Nico?
Sorry, what was the question?
Black Caviar or Winx over 1,400?
Black Caviar. Give me a spell, Winx.
Black Caviar over 14. 16 plus Winx for me. Medea load up job, says Josh Teasdale, ?
Not this week. It's $3 maybe, but not 225. It's too short.
All right. Racing KT, KJT, says, why isn't Prince Tycoon favourite? Probably couldn't have a favourite, but as Bot said, he might be the best horse in the race.
No, he's comes the best. I'm convinced he's the best horse in the race.
Comes into barrier 12 after the scratchings. Nashville Willer is a fantastic booking for this horse. And it's 1,000 metres to 1,400 metres on the backup. It can go one of two ways. Nathan Dippy says, give us your earliest futures bet for the spring and tell us why it's Collingwood for the flag. Very optimistic Collingwood supporter.
It's very realistic, to be honest. Hate to say it, but like, who's beating him?
Yeah. My cup tip is Sir Delius, still $21 on Sportsbet, so that's something. Nick McGolter fan page. Will, do you blame your autism on the dopamine roller coaster you experience each week?
What? Great question. That's a difficult question to answer, mate.
He says, Ben, if you got fired from the 6-day, would you learn how to mow lawns and join Nico? I am no good at anything like that. Anything hands-on, anything with a tool, I've never picked up one of those in my life. So, no, I'll leave Nico be the expert in that division. All right, question of the day from Ryan Patton. I hope you have studied this up. He's got a bit of time on his lunch break, and he says, pick a stable to follow based on how much you like the horse, performances to date, future performance, etc. Stable 1, Kaying Rising, Pride of Jenny, Giga Kick, Autumn Glow, Jimmy Star. Stable 2, Romantic Warrior, Aliana, Fangirl, Buckaroo, Tom Kitten. Stable 3, Voyage Bubble, Mr. Brightside, Lady Shenandoah, Briasa, and Chaowulf. And Stable 4, Forever Young, The Japanese Star, Jolly Star, Treasure the Moment, Antino, and Private Harry.
Probably number one.
Yeah, Kaying and Autumn Glow.
I think it's between 1 and 4. I'd give the tick to 1, yeah. Kaying, Autumn Glow, Jenny, what she's done, Giga Kick has won on Everest, and Jimmy Star is possibly the best sprinter in Australia going forward. I think they're on top from the fourth stable, which is Forever Young, a dirt beast from Japan, Jolly Star, Treasure the Moment, Antino, probably looks a wait for age star, and Private Harry. So there we go. Number one gets the tick there. All right. Anything else?
No, mate. No.
All right. Happy as Larry. Let's end the podcast there. We'll see you back here next week. Not even sure what is the racing next week. It's the Epsom Derby, it's the Queensland Oaks, and that's about it. Queensland Oaks is the main race. So
see French Derby this weekend.
French Derby, what do they call that again? It's the Grand de Paris or something.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Something like that. Anyway, hopefully you're back to winner. Good luck, punters. See you back next week.